Hello and welcome. I'm your physics tutor for today, and in this episode, we're diving deep into one of the most visually satisfying topics in A-level physics, waves and refraction, which is topic 3.1 on the WJE specification. Whether you've ever watched a straw appear to bend in a glass of water, or wondered how your broadband signal travels thousands of kilometers through a glass fiber, no thicker than a human hair, this topic explains all of that. And the really good news? Once you understand the core ideas, the maths is beautifully logical and very mark-friendly in the exam. By the end of this episode, you'll be confident with Snell's law, total internal reflection, critical angles, and how optical fibers work, including the tricky concept of multipath dispersion. We'll also go through the most common exam mistakes and finish with a quick-fire recall quiz. Let's go. Let's start with the fundamentals. What actually is refraction? Refraction is the change in direction of a wave as it crosses a boundary between two different media. And here is the key point that WJET examiners specifically want to see. Refraction happens because the wave changes speed at the boundary, not because it hits the boundary, because its speed changes. That one word, speed, is worth a mark on its own. Think of it like this. Imagine you're pushing a shopping trolley across a car park and one wheel rolls onto a patch of mud. That wheel slows down, but the other wheel is still on smooth tarmac. The trolley turns toward the mud. That's exactly what happens to a wavefront crossing a boundary. The part that enters the new medium first slows down and the whole wavefront pivots. That pivot is refraction. Now, how do we measure it? We always measure angles from the normal. That's the imaginary line drawn perpendicular to the boundary at the point where the ray hits. This is the single most common mistake in the exam, measuring from the boundary surface instead of the normal. Please, always draw the normal first. The angle of incidence is the angle between the incoming ray and the normal. The angle of refraction is the angle between the refracted ray and the normal. Now let's talk about refractive index. The refractive index of a medium, N, tells us how much slower light travels in that medium compared to a vacuum. It's defined as N equals C divided by V, where C is the speed of light in a vacuum, 3 times 10 to the power of 8 meters per second, and V is the speed of light in the medium. Because light always slows down in a medium, N is always greater than or equal to 1. If you ever calculate a refractive index less than 1, you've made an error, probably inverted your ratio. This brings us to Snell's law, the mathematical heart of this topic. Snell's law states, N1 times sine theta 1 equals N2 times sine theta 2, where N1 and N2 are the refractive indices of the two media, and theta 1 and theta 2 are the angles of incidence and refraction respectively, both measured from the normal. When light moves from a less dense medium into a more dense medium, say from air into glass, it slows down and bends toward the normal. The angle of refraction is smaller than the angle of incidence. When it moves from a more dense medium to a less dense one, glass to air, it speeds up and bends away from the normal. Let me give you a quick worked example. Light travels from air, refractive index 1.0, into glass with refractive index 1.5. The angle of incidence is 40 degrees. What is the angle of refraction? Using Snell's law, 1.0 times sine 40 equals 1.5 times sine theta 2. Sine 40 is 0.643. So sine theta 2 equals 0.643 divided by 1.5, which is 0.429. Therefore, theta 2 equals the inverse sine of 0.429, which is approximately 25.4 degrees. Notice the angle got smaller. The ray bent toward the normal as it entered the denser medium. That's exactly what we'd expect. Now let's move to total internal reflection, TR, which is where things get really interesting. TR only happens when light is traveling from a more dense medium to a less dense medium. Think glass to air or the core of an optical fiber to its cladding. As you increase the angle of incidence, the refracted ray bends further and further away from the normal. Eventually, you reach a special angle, the critical angle, where the refracted ray travels exactly along the boundary at 90 degrees to the normal. Increase the angle of incidence even slightly beyond this, and there is no refracted ray at all. All the light is reflected back into the denser medium, that is total internal reflection. The WJET definition of critical angle is precise. It is the angle of incidence in the denser medium for which the angle of refraction is exactly 90 degrees. To find the critical angle mathematically, we use Snell's law with theta 2 set to 90 degrees. Since sine of 90 is 1, Snell's law simplifies to N1 times sine theta C equals N2 times 1. So sine theta C equals N2 divided by N1. For example, if the core of an optical fiber has refractive index 1.55, and the cladding has refractive index 1.45, then sine theta C equals 1.45 divided by 1.55, which gives 0.935. Therefore, theta C equals the inverse sine of 0.935, which is approximately 69.3 degrees. There are two conditions that must both be true for TIR to occur. First, the light must be traveling from the more optically dense medium to the less optically dense medium. N1 must be greater than N2. Second, the angle of incidence must be greater than the critical angle. Both conditions. Examiners will only award the mark if you state both. Now, optical fibers. A step index optical fiber consists of a glass core with a higher refractive index surrounded by a cladding layer with a lower refractive index. Light enters the core, and as long as it hits the core cladding boundary at an angle greater than the critical angle, it undergoes TIR and bounces along the fiber. This is how data encoded as pulses of light can travel enormous distances with very little loss. But here's the problem. Multipath dispersion. In a multimode fiber, different rays of light travel at different angles. A ray traveling straight down the axis takes the shortest path. A ray bouncing at a steep angle takes a much longer zigzag path. Even though both rays travel at the same speed within the core, the zigzag ray takes longer to arrive. If you send in a sharp pulse of light, the different rays arrive at slightly different times, and the pulse spreads out. It broadens. This is multipath dispersion, and it limits how fast data can be transmitted, because if pulses overlap, the signal becomes unreadable. Do not confuse this with spectral dispersion, which is the splitting of white light into colors by a prism. Multipath dispersion is about different path lengths, not different wavelengths. That confusion costs marks every year. Right, let's talk exam technique. Here are the most important things to get right. Number one, always measure angles from the normal, never from the boundary surface. Draw the normal as a dashed line before you do anything else. Number two, when Snell's law gives you a sine value greater than 1, you've inverted your refractive indices. Flip them and recalculate. Number three, for show that questions on critical angle, you must start from Snell's law and explicitly substitute 90 degrees for the angle of refraction. Don't just quote the formula, derive it from first principles in the answer. Number four, for TIR questions, always state both conditions. N1 greater than N2 and angle of incidence greater than critical angle. One condition alone gets zero marks for that part. Number five, in optical fiber questions, draw a diagram. A large, clear cross-section showing the core, cladding, and at least two rays with different path lengths will earn you method marks even if your calculation goes wrong. Number six, the WJXC definition of a polarized wave is specific. It is a transverse wave in which the oscillations are restricted to a single plane. Learn this word for word. For assessment objectives, AO1 questions ask you to recall definitions and state laws. Be precise. AO2 questions ask you to apply Snell's law and calculate, show every step. AO3 questions ask you to analyze data or evaluate, link your physics to the context given. Cover your notes and answer these out loud. 1. What causes refraction? A change in wave speed at the boundary between two media. 2. State Snell's law. N1 sin theta 1 equals N2 sine theta 2. 3. Define critical angle. The angle of incidence in the denser medium for which the angle of refraction is 90 degrees. 4. State the two conditions for TIR. N1 greater than N2 and angle of incidence greater than the critical angle. 5. What is multipath dispersion? Different rays travel different path lengths through the fiber, arriving at different times, causing pulse broadening. 6. What does a refractive index of less than 1 tell you? You've made an error. Refractive index is always greater than or equal to 1. Let's bring it all together. Refraction is caused by a change in wave speed. Snell's law, N1 sin theta 1 equals N2 sine theta 2, quantifies how much a ray bends. The critical angle is where refraction hits 90 degrees, and beyond it, total internal reflection takes over. Optical fibers exploit TIR to transmit data. But multipath dispersion in multimode fibers causes pulse broadening, which limits data transmission rates. Always measure from the normal. Always state both TIR conditions. Always start show that questions from Snell's law. You've got this. Good luck in your exam. Go show the examiners what you know. See you in the next episode.